it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
But Meghan Markle, she is married to Prince Harry. I mean, Harry. Not Prince Harry anymore, is he?
I don't know if he's still referred to as Prince.
He abdicated his role with the royal family. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's just Harry Windsor now.
Yeah, I think they took it from him as far as like a formal title on websites and things like that. But I think they politely refer to him as Prince Harry and Princess Meghan sort of like, still just as like a sign of goodwill.
Almost like former presidents are always Mr. President.
Yeah.
But then are they always still the Duke and Duchess of Sussex? That's like a whole thing too.
I don't know. So wait,
Howings, you referred to them as being Harry Windsor and Meghan Windsor. Is that their last name?
Well, that's what was like, I don't think it's actually their last name, but their House of Windsor.
Okay.
So I think it was like, I know like Prince Charles, I think it was like Prince Charles of Windsor or something. I don't think it's really their last name.
What's their last name?
I think they have, there's like three or four acceptable last names I thought I remember. I think we've had this conversation before. Where we've talked about the same thing.
Yeah. You ready for me to blow your mind?
Yes.
Harry's legal name when he was born was Henry Charles Albert David. He did not have a last name on his birth certificate. His official title was His Royal Highness Prince Henry of Wales, as his father was the Prince of Wales. No last name on his birth certificate.
Where did Harry come from? Just a familial name?
A short of Henry.
You got six different names to choose from, but you shorten one of them to another nickname.
Also, Harry is short for Harold.
Like, pick one.
Oh, yeah.
Henry is Hank.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You can call yourself whatever you want, but I'm with Maitland. You have that many names to choose from. You're not going to be Albie.
Pick the shortest one. Dave. Whatever. Was that in there? David.
Dave.
Prince Dave.
one's gonna take Prince Dave's here. That sounds like a bad movie from the 90s. Prince Dave.
So if Meghan Markle
Harland Williams is Prince Dave.
Yes. So if Meghan Markle wanted to take his name but also hyphenate, she would be Meghan Henry David Albert Charles Markle.
Henry Charles Albert David, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's dumb too. Well, anyway, she was on a was it a talk show? What is this? What
are we she has about? Her own TV show now, or it's a, not TV show, it's on Netflix. Okay. I think it's called, like, With Love, Meghan, and it's like a lifestyle kind of TV show where she's baking and having friends over and just existing, and it's been met with a lot of mixed reviews. People think that it just all comes off very fake, and people are going to have their criticisms of her no matter what.
Yeah, people don't like her.
Yeah. You know,
but at the same, of course, it's fake. It's reality television.
Right.
Like, what are you watching where you're like, wow, this is so real.
Mm-hmm.
But in this clip, like, I'm not one to sit and be like, I can't stand Meghan Markle. She's so annoying. Blah, blah, blah. She gets that enough. I don't really care. I just want to know what her dang name is. And Mindy Kaling, I guess, was also corrected on what Meghan's name is. That's what this clip is, and people are like, dang, she's annoying.
Okay.
I don't think anyone in the world knows that Meghan Markle has eaten Jack in the Box and
so
loves it.
It's funny, too, that you keep saying Meghan Markle. You know I'm Sussex now. You have kids, and you go, no, I share my name with my children.
Yes.
And that feels so, I didn't know how meaningful it would be to me, but it just means so much to go, this is our family name, our little family name.
Well, now I know, and I love it.
That is awkward.
So it's Sussex.
So I guess they use, the name Sussex.
It's just the way that she goes, it's just so funny to me that you keep saying this.
Almost like you're a cute little dummy that doesn't know any better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you look at Mindy's face during the whole thing, she's sitting there like, it's a mix of, oh my God, did I F up? And will this bitch stop talking?
I thought she was going to say, it's so funny that you say that because I eat Jack in the Box all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a fast food whore.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that would be more relatable.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said to Maitland this morning, too. I was like, I thought she was going to say something like crabby about fast food and people were going to be like, she thinks she's better than fast food. And it's like, well, wait, okay. So how do you yes and that?
Right.
Right.
Like Mindy Kaling is an incredible writer and actor, comedian, yeah. actress. Yeah. And she's just standing there like, well, okay, then.
Now I know. Yeah. That is what you say when you don't know what to say.
Right.
Like I thought professionally, she still was always referred to as Meghan Markle. Like there's a lot of women in Hollywood who have been married and have a different last name, but you don't know it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
Jennifer
Meryl
Aniston.
Streep, like,
yes.
Yeah. Meryl Streep is like, she married a guy named Gummer, but she didn't go by Gummer. She kept Meryl Streep.
Good
That's
choice.
Her name.
Yeah.
That also, you, yeah, good choice.
I know it's pronounced Meryl, but if the yeah. last name's Gummer, I'm going to go Merle Gummer.
Merle Gummer.
I mean,
yeah. He's fixing Steve's Comanche. Who is Merle Gummer?
If you're Mindy, in that moment, I think I would hope that I would have the wherewithal to say, can you please explain the fact that he doesn't have a last name, but the title Duke and Duchess of Sussex was given to you, but you're not even a part of that family anymore, and you'd like me to recognize this as your last name?
Yeah.
Please explain the math, because yeah. the royalness of all of this doesn't make sense to me. And then just put it back on her. Like, explain how you're not royal, but you want me to call you that. And what?
Her reaction almost reminded me of when somebody corrects you and they interrupt you to do it and you go, okay, neat. And then you move on. Uh-huh. Like, Steve?
So I'm reading this now. Prince Harry's name tag on his uniform in 2009 when he was still in the military read Harry Wales.
But that's because his dad was Prince
right.
of Wales.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle became the Duke and Duchess of Sussex in 2018. They used the last name Sussex for their children, Archie and Lilibet, to maintain a sense of unity.
But this what's is all their you last being stupid then.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay. they have a last name, but the parents don't technically have last names, but they've adopted the last name, so they have the same last names as their kids. Oh, that makes total sense. Thanks, royalty.
What's this your ID say?
This seems as dumb as if somebody introduced us and said, well, this is Chris. He's on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. And Hot Wings said, no, I'm Hot Wings. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody introduced you as Hot Wings, the next time you're like, no, it's Chris Michaels. That, mm-hmm. That's a fake name.
But I used to use Chris early, so I would like that worked in as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know that.
How weird would it be to go to your whole life not really having a real last name? You're just named after the place that you were designated as the Prince of or the Duke of. So it's like, yeah. my last name has formed so much of my life. My yeah. last name is Cheeseboro. Mm-hmm. My whole life, people have called me mm-hmm. Cheese.
No, you're Kelly Kansas.
Yeah.
Because that's where you were born.
Kelly yeah. Topeka.
Could you imagine yeah. Kelly Kansas?
Oh, we would. It's a porn star.
Yeah.
And not
it
a
is.
Good one.
No, that's Alexis, Texas. That's a real one. You're Kelly Kansas.
Kelly Kansas.
Yeah.
Kelly Kansas holds the record for number of members in her mouth.
Yeah.
At the same time, like not this Kelly, but Kelly Kansas, this imaginary.
Kelly Kansas. All right, what's your royal not name? Going
then I'm Steve yeah. Cinnaminson.
Yeah.
Steve Cinnaminson sounds good. I can't believe I just said that so
I
well.
I know it. You got it.
Steve Cinnaminson. I can say it better when there's Steve in front of it.
Yeah. I like, but I still like Kelly Kansas, though.
Yeah.
Kelly Kansas, flat on top, but known for the caves.
Yeah. You got to really dig for the good stuff, you know? We all know this. Let's do Maitland, Michigan.
Maitland Jackson.
Maitland Wait. Jackson. That could either be a hillbilly, meth head, or like a super spy.
Or a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Like, yeah. I'm Maitland.
Kelly, Kansas. It looks like it's fertile ground.
Yeah.
Oh, promising, but not really.
Well... That would be a bummer, though. I can see that. Yeah. Chris, the Earl of Hot Wings, you going back to your early name?
I mean, maybe, so, but that doesn't include a place. So, you know, I guess I could be like Chris of Near Detroit once.
Chris of Near Detroit.
Yeah, because I wasn't from Detroit. I was just from Near Detroit.
Yes. You only say you're from Detroit to people from out of state. Because then they know where it is.
I don't even do that. I always say like in the Detroit area.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, I always laugh at the people. I'm from Detroit. No,
so when we were in Omaha, Hot Wings talked about that Chris Early line. This line is stuck in my head for almost 30 years now. I was doing mornings. Hot Wings was doing mornings before that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why when Hot Wings did mornings first, and that's why you chose kind of at everybody else's urging. It wasn't your idea, fair to say?
Kind of, but I also kind of always wanted to have a radio name. Like, everybody else had a different name. Yes. And I go, I just kind of want something. And I had grown up, and I remember, like, there was a guy, I remember, it was Carl Coffee. And then there was another guy who was something that it made sense with the, like, mornings. And I go, oh, that would be kind of a fun tie-in. Yeah. It's stupid. And
so,
but
he became, instead of Chris Michaels, real name, Chris Early. On the early morning show, U-R-L-Y.
Yeah, early
and it
in the
made
morning.
Sense. It's kind of corny, but it worked.
Yeah.
And so then when they decided to make changes and they shoved me into mornings and moved you to middays, then you still stayed Chris Early because it would have been, you weren't going to change your name to Chris Midday or change back
right.
to your original name. You had
right.
already been
I'm
Chris
already
Brunch. Established.
Yeah, I'm a person there already. So,
and in fact, you were on like 10 to noon or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so you could have still used
like
the... So then eventually this guy, Dave Gray, who was on in Madison for years, had been in Omaha and he had been number one and they got fired. He was a comedian first, mm-hmm. radio guy singing. He's very funny.
He was funny.
And so he comes to the meeting. He doesn't really know anybody. And, but he comes in hot. And so somebody mentions, Chris Early in the morning. And so then when they start talking about, well, you know, Connie and Dave are going to do mornings, Greg and Chris will do afternoons. And somebody said, what name are you going to use? And this is before Free Beer and Hot Wings had even been discussed as a name. Mm-hmm. And so probably just Greg and Chris. You're not going to. And somebody said, you're not going to call it Daniels and Early. And Dave, not knowing, goes, who's Early? Mm-hmm. Early. And Chris goes, well, my name's Chris Early, but my real name's Chris Michaels. Because that was still what you were known as, like, by students and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dave goes, so you changed your name to Early because you were out in the morning? Thank God you didn't call yourself Chris. Damn right, I'm never going to be on in middays. everybody at the table, the rest of us were all like, might be a little sensitive to this still. But Dave just went in like lit a chair on fire
really.
And threw it through the window.
Not at that point.
But man, did that, it just, it's a very simple line, but it made me laugh.
Yeah,
and it still makes me smile thinking of Dave, RIP.
It was really funny.
He was he's the same one that when he started, they wanted more press for him. So they told me he had to do color commentary when I did play-by-play for the Omaha Racers game. And because
CBA basketball team.
Yeah, CBA basketball team. So sometimes the other play-by-play guy, Kevin Kugler, would go to the TV side and I would do the play-by-play on the radio. And so Dave Gray's with me and I go, and I'm super uptight about how serious sports had to be then. Not like now, where I'm like, oh, whatever. But super uptight. I go, do you know basketball? Yeah, I know basketball. I go, we take this seriously. The Racers take this very seriously. So you'll be true to that? Absolutely. The game starts. First free throw by a guy named Evers Burns. Greg, I don't know if you know this, but Evers Burns is very distracted by the Australian macaw. What? And so he stands up on press row, and we're on the same end as the free throw line, pulls his mic back and goes, caw-caw! While this guy's in free throw release with his lefty, and the referee immediately blows the whistle and comes over and goes, sit down. He's distracted by caca. Sit down. So we get a warning, and the coach for the Racers comes over and he goes, what the hell are you doing? Like, so he also busted out lines. Did you know Galen Nickerson is the best player in the world named Galen?
Yeah, that was the classic.
There were a lot of them.
He's the number one basketball player in the world named Galen.
Literally the only interesting broadcast that we ever did at that level. Because who else was listening? No one.
That was pretty fun.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.